Okay, welcome back to another episode of 20 Minutes at the Bar, the show where we prove every week we can talk about any random topic. So, it is another night after trivia at the House of Pendragon. Hey, it's not St. Patrick's Day. It's a few days afterward, but hey, what are you going to do? But that's just how it works. So, thanks to Jeff, this topic wasn't pulled from a bag from Comic-Con.
That we totally named a few episodes ago. Totally remembered to look up the name.
Yeah, I need to
insert here.
Name here.
But it's actually from ESPN. So Jeff sent this to me, and I smiled and said, yes, that's what we are doing. Because I love potatoes, and this will work. So we are doing a best potato bracket. Through the use of sophisticated technology in a box of crayons, we have,
as always,
changed some of the choices in this bracket. So, our first matchup is hash browns
against standard fries, standard just regular fries,
French fries,
or as the British call them, chips.
So, who wants to start?
That's going to get confusing.
I'll start, and I'll go with hash browns because no breakfast is complete without hash browns. And breakfast is my favorite food.
Katie?
French fries. It's between hash browns and French fries?
Yeah.
Yes.
Already.
Or freedom fries, depending on how you know, patriotic you're feeling.
Uh-huh.
French fries, there's so many ways to do them.
Well, we're just talking about standard, regular cut French fries.
Super cool seasonings, just
French fries.
Okay.
No condiments included in this.
I have to go for my tastes. I'm a burger guy, so I gotta go with its favorite side and go with French fries.
R.I.P. hash browns.
It's not dead yet.
It's mean.
It is for real dead.
No, I guess technically not.
There's the Aaron.
I'm looking at Aaron giving me the puppy dog eyes. It's fucking dead right now.
It's gonna be fries. Yeah. I love hash browns, so but regular fries. Yeah. Just go with.
I can eat breakfast without.
Otis, what would be your pick?
I was going to pick hash browns.
He already gave it his vote. He didn't even look at me.
Well, no, that was four. It was four of you guys said fries.
Give hash browns your
vote.
It's
wild that you would choose hash browns.
I've had great hash browns since when I was drunk. Some of my best times.
And what do you eat every single week? Without fail.
Just because people already voted for fries.
Just because people hate you.
It's already dead.
It's already dead. Yeah. I'm the only one that voted for hash browns.
Yeah, it already lost.
Otis,
so hash browns are dead. R.I.P. French fries. Move on. What is our next matchup? Start with.
The next one is Duchess. Can you explain that, Jeff?
A Duchess potato is basically a potato that you take. It's a whipped potato, kind of like a mashed potato. You typically incorporate a lot of butter and actually egg. Whip it, put it in a piping bag, and pipe it, and typically bake it off till it has a bit of a browning on the peaks of your piping. So it's fancy ass mashed potatoes is really what it is.
What goes on top of the shepherd's pie?
It can be, although Duchess potatoes typically won't go on top of shepherd's pie because you won't include egg in them. Egg is kind of the definer here for Duchess potatoes. It gives it that really creamy yet still very kind of. It's not quite dense, but not light either. It's not like a light whipped mash, whereas you get some density and some adhesion from the yolks.
Okay, how many people have had Duchess potatoes? Okay, I feel like we need to pause this podcast, go have some, come back next week.
just from the description alone.
Well, they are against standard-ass roasted potatoes. So some people call them home fries or country potatoes.
I feel like this is unfair.
A lot of these first round matchups are going to be wildly different.
No, I consider country potatoes and roasted potatoes to be different.
Very different.
Oh,
very different.
I really wouldn't.
A roasted potato goes in the oven and a country potato goes on a pan. Bracket. But those, because I've never had a Duchess potato, so those.
Yeah, this is unfair to Duchess because we are inexperienced.
The way you describe it reminds me of I've had whipped potatoes before, but I didn't know they were Duchess. That sounds really good because then there's like a little bit of like crust on the top.
Yeah,
like,
they'll usually be baked off to get a little bit of browning on them.
Ooh, it sounds real good.
So which one are you going with?
I'll probably always go with something that's a little bit more mashed than whole, so I'm going to go with the Duchess.
I have a soft spot in my heart for Duchess potatoes. They're a bitch to make, but I love them.
I mean, it does sound delicious.
You're going off of something that you definitely.
But I gotta go with what I've had. Not had, so I'm gonna go with Duchess. Yeah,
yay,
it just sounds good.
Oof, roasted. They're really good.
Yeah, I love roasted potatoes.
No, not that. Wait.
I guess, depending on what. So where do you go with your?
Roasted.
Oh, so yeah, that is a dead tie.
What is the number behind my back?
Do you have a.
No.
Yeah, where's our die?
We're not doing that die.
Okay. No. Otis hated that.
Too many things lost, and they shouldn't have lost anything.
You can look at what I have behind my back.
Oh, that's crazy, too. Oh, Pat's not here.
Nikki!
Okay. Nikki, a number through 1 through 6.
A number through 1 through 6?
1 through 6. Jeff.
Why'd you tap me?
No.
Oh.
You're 4. Jeff.
Oh, 4. I see what you're saying. 4. Gotcha. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Well, no. I wouldn't be 4.
I started Aaron? With Sarah.
Oh,
I picked somebody.
Got it.
We'll like that's that. What I was like, why did you
Nikki's not
me?
Looking. I'm going to choose somebody
God,
and just...
I see where you went. I thought you went in the order we went on that one. So, yeah, Dutch's Potatoes will take it.
Dutch's Potatoes. Yeah.
Dutch's Potatoes getting the controversial dub there.
Yes. So, next matchup is Curly Fries versus Shoestring.
Going to be a curb stomp.
Alexis.
Oh, you think. You all... Yeah. Yeah.
Curly.
You know, I love me some seasoned curly fries, but Shoestring Potatoes, you cannot beat the crisp. So I'm a Shoestring guy.
I was wrong, but it was curly. Mm-hmm.
I was never that big on curly growing up. We had Shoestring all the time, but since I've been with Katie, I've had so much more curly fries. Curly fries, seasoned curly fries are really fucking good. So curly fries.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yep, curly fries.
Like them both.
I know, right?
Equally. This is...
There's going to be some bitches here.
I guess. I've never even heard of a Dutch's potato, so...
Oh, wait for the next one.
Oh, I'm sure it's a bunch of shit I never heard of. Curly fries.
Oh, they went.
Oh, we started
with
we started with
the legs. God, I'm losing it. Okay.
No, it's okay. I was like, oh, no.
I'm losing it. Yeah, that's a curb. That is a curb stump. I'm the only one who voted for Shoestring.
Yep. I like Shoestring a lot.
I do too. But then there's something about a good curly. Something about a good curly.
So, next matchup is gratin. Can you explain gratin for us, Jeff?
Technically, it's potatoes dauphine is what was on the list, but it's basically gratin potatoes, so thin sliced, usually on a mandolin, potatoes loaded with cheese and usually cooked with cream. In the French dauphine style from the Dauphine region, it's typically paired with Gruyere cheese, layered and baked. So yeah, we were talking about potatoes au gratin preparation here.
Sounds delicious, but...
Which it goes against classic mashed potatoes.
Jeff.
That is me. I am a fancy ass French motherfucker, so I go with potatoes dauphine.
100% mash.
Mashed potatoes.
No, potatoes and cheese, my friends.
You can have mashed potatoes with cheese.
I can, but I like the really thin and it still has some texture to it. Yep.
Oh, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, Alexis, with the hard choices.
I'm going to go with mashed potatoes.
You asked was potatoes on gratin on
mashed
there.
Mashed potatoes a win.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Potatoes well, it wouldn't have, or it would have tied, huh?
Yes.
I guess I didn't understand what a dauphine was.
Yeah, potatoes dauphine is basically potatoes on gratin.
I voted for mashed potatoes in the other one, so the... Make it the other one.
So make it potatoes dauphine.
Yeah.
So it doesn't tie.
So it I literally tie. Like asked for it and didn't know what it was called. I'm sorry.
Give us a number.
1 through 6.
21. That is not one. 21
five.
Is
one,
not
two,
one
three,
through six.
5.
Alexis.
Oh, gratin
fans,
we have mashed potatoes essentially.
Yeah, we do.
I pick a random person.
That's why he touched you.
And then they
you.
Say a number. Yeah. So I choose whoever is number one.
Yep. So, yeah, that's...
I don't know whenever they're going to start.
That's the left side of the bracket.
Okay. So, we have tater tots versus potato skins. Aaron.
Oh, I don't like this one.
Tater tots versus potato skins.
I don't like this at all.
You monster.
Yeah. Hey, blame ESPN. That's one we didn't touch.
Glad you didn't put sweet potatoes.
You monsters, ESPN.
I mean... potato skins, I think, are easier to mess up.
Really I've are. Had some shitty tots, but yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Easier to mess up, but god damn it when they... God, they're all good, damn it! Skins.
He can't even like potato skins as they usually come, so like it's...
Yeah.
Skin
I'm gonna say skin.
Chives, maybe
skins. But bacon. So close it hurts.
Yeah, potato skins. I don't have to fight. Tots are good, but potato skins are great.
I hate how you...
This is so good, man. Potato skins is so good.
I love them both.
Yeah, they're both great.
So much. And I'm hoping baked potatoes are on there somewhere.
Maybe.
So I'm going to go with tots.
Shout out to Brandon for our Stepbrothers marathons and chili cheese tots.
Yeah. Tots all the way, baby.
Tots. Jeff.
I was hoping this wasn't going to happen.
Yep, because you're going to come down to a tie.
It's either I have to either come up with a tie or come up with a definitive win here. And unfortunately for me, I have to go with one of the most versatile forms of potato, and I think possibly the best form of potato. That's the tot.
Yep.
That's fair. Yep.
Tachos, baby. Because tachos.
Because that's fair. If you are trying hard enough, you put the tots, become the potato skins.
Damn.
You can put everything on top of
tachos,
it.
Tachos, baby.
That was on the skin to begin with.
I know, but a skin is all-encompassing. Yes. Fight. But I understand.
Oh, I know. Yes.
I am not...
I love potatoes.
I'm not angry at whoever won that one.
Are fucking great. So, next matchup is... wedges, so a type of French fry, the fatter ones, against croquettes. Jeff, what's a croquette?
A croquette is a ball of generally mashed potatoes that has been formed into a ball, possibly stuffed with something, added some seasonings, and deep fucking fried.
Well, half of usually this menu is deep fried.
It's a seafood type of.
It's basically a potato, a deep fried potato ball.
Doesn't have to put seafood in it. You can put cheese in it.
Well, okay. No. See, when you're talking about that's a seafood croquette.
Yeah.
A potato croquette's usually not going to have meat in it generally, but you might have stuff it with cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can put cheese in it. You can put spices. You can put your chives in there if you were missing them from your potato skin.
Out of these two.
This starts with you, Otis, yeah.
When I have wedges at the end of like a meal to go, I'm going to go croquette.
Yeah.
Not the biggest fan of cold wedges. Any other french fry? I can fuck up cold.
Yeah.
Something about wedges. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. Croquettes are great because they're vehicles for more things.
Wedges.
Alex.
Yeah, wedges.
I gotta go with a croquette because typically paired with a dipping sauce, and we all know I'm a fan of the sauce.
Not just a fan, you're a
of the fry round. The wedge is the worst. It's a croquette.
It really is worse. Croquette.
I
mainly
totally agree with
you're right. When it's cold, it somehow hits worse than anything on the planet.
I think what it is when a wedge gets cold, it completely the texture of it just completely deteriorates.
It's too much potato for what they're trying to do.
Yeah, it's like. Gritty.
It doesn't hold crunch. Yep. It doesn't hold crunch.
Nope.
So next matchup is baked potato.
Yeah.
Against
OG baked potato against waffle fries.
Well, okay. Look at me like I don't know how I'm voting already. So Sarah, baked potato, thank you very much.
Katie.
I've never had a bad baked potato, and I have had some terrible waffle fries.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they're just like not cooked all the way through.
Yeah. I get undercooked waffle fries.
The middle gets undercooked for some reason. I'm like, what the fuck?
I never get overcooked. It's always under for waffle
fries. It's got to be baked.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that's an issue with waffle fries.
There's so many
things
you can do with baked potatoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
You put like a blank canvas.
Baked potato
yummy.
Bar.
It's so versatile.
It's just a boat.
And it's a boat.
A vessel
like,
for more
it's
shit.
It's basically a meal. And you can just like pile shit on it. It's great.
So goddamn good.
And in the morning, make waffles. Waffle fries for me.
It's gonna be the old Mac Daddy baked potato without the mashed potatoes. The baked potato comes in to.
Baked potato. Man.
Just for shits and giggles.
It's so simple, but you can make it
anything.
Right,
no, but
the last of our initial round matchups.
It's chips. So the
potato chips,
potato chips,
crunchy thin fried chips
against sweet potato.
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, no.
Katie.
Chips versus sweet potatoes?
Yes.
Chips.
Yeah. Chips, sweet potatoes can die in fire.
Wow, sweet potatoes are delicious.
I don't like them.
She said they're
this one's tough because I'm... I you know what? As much as I don't eat sweet potatoes that much, I like them sometimes. But I gotta go chips because chips are so versatile.
Not against sweet potatoes.
I like sweet potatoes a lot.
I'm against sweet potatoes
chips.
Just in general. I just think they're uppity.
I've had some really good sweet potato fries.
Well, it's your turn.
I know. Yeah. I'm gonna go with chips. Yeah.
Sweet potatoes are uppity.
That's a sweet... chips.
Yeah, well, it just put one down for me just for posterity, so that's a clean sweep.
Clean sweep for chips.
The only
undefeated champion in the first round. However, shit's about to get real, friends.
Sweet potatoes need to go on.
So, second round, we have French fries against...
Duchess.
Duchess. You?
No, Alexis.
Alexis.
Yeah.
Versus fries?
French fries against Dutch's potatoes, so our fancy ass whipped baked potatoes.
They're the only mashed left, so I'm going with them.
Okay.
I love mashed potatoes.
Okay. I gotta stick with Dutch's, yeah.
There is still one in the fight for fries, but there is nothing for mashed. It's Dutch's.
Wow, why are you guys all voting for a crap you've never had?
Because you guys shit on mashed potatoes.
Y'all kicked out mashed potatoes earlier for who the fuck knows why. Like, this is your fault.
Cheesy O'Gratton.
Yeah, O'Gratton.
Trash.
Fries. Which is actually my favorite. I've never even had Dutch's.
Fries.
Otis, what'd you vote? Sorry.
I voted fries.
Yeah, a bunch of fries over here on this side of the table.
Fries wins.
Katie voted for fries as well.
I voted for fries.
Oh, then it's a tie.
No, it's four.
No, I voted fries.
Oh, 3-3.
Yeah, 3-3. That's what I got.
Okay.
So they voted for Dutchess over here, Alexis.
Oh.
Jeff and Aaron.
Hey, Nikki. 1-6.
Give us another number.
2?
Fries.
Yeah, I picked myself as one.
Okay.
Fries. Fries wins. I like that system. Just pick a random person and tell someone to pick a random number.
All right.
Double random.
Speaking of fries.
What's the next matchup?
The curly fries against our au gratin potatoes dauphines.
Jeff.
It is Jeff. And that is potatoes dauphine.
I have to... No, it does sound really good. I don't know if I've had it.
You've I'm gonna had go potatoes au gratin.
I probably have, but I'm going to go with curlies.
Curly? Curly fries.
Potatoes au gratin. Curly
fries.
Potatoes.
Dauphine.
Dauphine,
baby.
Hey, Otis, we need another number.
It's another mix. Nikki, 1-6. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's me. Curly fries.
Damn it. Goodbye, cheesy fries. We only knew you tonight.
That's going to be an interesting matchup on that side now.
Yeah. It's
curly
basic
versus
fries. Upgraded. Yeah. So, our next matchup is tater tots.
Against the croquettes.
Against croquettes.
Croquettes.
Should have been skins right now. But, what do I know? Aaron?
Yes.
Yes, croquettes. It's everything that I want in a food.
I'm going with tots.
You can be wrong.
Dagnabbit. Sarah?
Damn.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, damn.
I love both of these. Voted for both of them last round. Now it's getting hard. Still gonna go with tots, I think. Yep.
With tots.
Yep.
Tots.
We're tots. Oh, okay.
No, is that what it is?
Yes.
Tots.
Well, I would vote for croquette, but that doesn't fucking matter.
Farewell. I'll be the same good night.
It's just like the French gave up.
I will remember you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
And,
I don't think you're going to be right, but I think that one's going to get killed right now.
And the last in this matchup is baked potatoes against... chips.
Potato chips.
Me, right?
You.
Yeah. Yes.
Baked potatoes. Why the fuck would I say chips?
Baked potato.
Yeah. Why the fuck would you say anything chips. Else?
Baked potato.
Yeah, why would you
and
say
and that's a winner for baked potatoes.
Yeah, why would you say anything else? Baked potatoes.
Aaron, what would be yours anyway?
Pass.
No.
It would lean towards a good baked potato because it's more filling.
Okay.
So, we're down to the final four. So, on the left side, we have French fries against curly fries. Hey, fries made it through the fry side.
I don't know how.
Yeah, it's
such a basic-ass piece of potato.
I don't know how potatoes are lost. Weak. I don't know how Dutch's potatoes lost.
Because we're not that fancy
Nobody's
over here.
Nobody's had one of
they
them.
Sound great. I just have not had as much.
Good stuff. Make Dutch's potatoes.
Yeah. Sarah?
Yes.
Yes.
That's my name.
Fries against curly fries.
It's a curly Saturday.
Fries. Regular fries.
Alex.
Regular fries.
Curly bitches.
Because curly has a tendency
regular.
To
I hate all of y'all.
what did you say?
He said regular fries. It's 3-2.
So,
Otis, what you
now
got?
Otis has to either tie break or
I could argue my way into winning this. For regular fries.
Honestly, I'm going to go with regular.
Regular fries wins. So
why basic ass potatoes?
Well, I'm thinking of the last time I had fries and they were regular.
Well,
I'm like,
think about curly fries. And like the only thing that anyone has ever put on a curly fry and been happy and eaten it with is like nacho cheese and maybe bacon.
No,
you can put anything on regular french fries
and
it's fucking delicious. Yeah, dip. Okay. I'm talking about dips. I'm talking about on top. Regular fries, asada fries, garlic fries, any type of fucking french fry style that you want can be made on regular french fries.
Are you paid by the Fry Commission?
I hope so.
But you don't do that with curly fries.
This episode of 20 Minutes at the Bar brought to you by Idaho Potatoes.
All right.
Make a fry. Put something on it.
Yeah. Make a potato.
Hey, we're Ida. Sponsor us. Yeah.
So, our last matchup is tater tots versus baked potatoes.
Yes, sir.
Katie.
Baked potato.
Alexis.
Potatoes, baked potatoes.
It's potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes is not helpful.
Baked potato.
Baked potato.
That's four.
Yeah, baked potato.
Yeah, I'm the only one above the top.
So, the final matchup.
Da, 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 da.
It's so basic. It's funny. The basic things win because you can do so much with them.
Yep. Canvas is a flavor, baby.
French fries.
Versatility.
Against baked potato.
Woo-hoo!
Alexis.
Oh.
Actually, no,
we're
fuck
American
that.
Fries.
No, blind vote. Yeah,
we're
blind vote.
We're
yeah.
American as fuck. I'm like, how did you like this?
I knew fries were coming.
We're doing
in.
This. I don't want anybody being swayed.
How
we're
did gonna, you not know?
We're all going to write down.
We know how this is going to end. How did you not know that the Americans were going to vote for fries and baked potatoes over here?
It's just so easy to do stuff with them. It's
well, fries being like a blanket is what made this difficult because there was no specification of like, oh, we're talking steak fries. We're talking this type of fry. We're talking this type of fry.
And it's French fries against baked potatoes.
Yep, fries against baked potato.
Freedom fries, Otis.
Freedom
we're in America.
Fries. Freedom fries.
We're voting for American foods.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
We use
Sarah May. I'm sorry.
We use
Sarah.
Freedom measurements.
I will take a Russian baked potato and a French fries.
All right, I got them. Do we want to just reveal this one vote at a time?
Wait, did you pass them in?
A
pomfret. I got them all. I got them all right here.
I passed it to Otis. Yeah. I didn't know if it went around the corner.
I've got all six.
A pomfret and a baked potato.
I just passed my paper in. Pass right. your work forward,
Aaron
kids.
Had his hand out. I was like, okay. Just gave them.
Our first vote.
Fries.
Freedom fries.
I'm freedom. What it needs to say.
Our second vote.
Baked potato.
Potato.
Baked potato.
Baked potato. Baked potato. Baked potato. Baked potato.
Vote number Trace.
Fries.
Freedom fries.
2-1.
This is, I'm picking the right ones.
Okay. Baked potato.
2-2.
You're supposed to echo me, Aaron.
That's
the echo voice. Potato. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If we
want to
do this for dramatic effect.
God
damn it. Wow. Dropping the votes. Baked potato.
Baked potato. Baked potato.
Freedom fries. Frizz. That
it
says frizz.
Is a tie.
Wow.
Tie.
Hey, Nikki. One more time, please. 1-6. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Alexis!
What was your vote?
Fries.
What?
And fries wins it for no fucking reason.
What a night to have an even number of people.
It's fine.
Hanging
it's fine.
Chads.
None of this is cool. This
it's
is. All right.
I enjoy both of them.
I think you can it's tell fine. Who didn't buy
that
the
was
fries.
Really hard. But then I had to think. I've had more shitty baked potatoes than I've
had terrible.
Dear
well,
listeners,
I have had two, but so yeah. I've also.
What you should really take away from this episode is that potatoes are great, and you should enjoy them in any form that you really want
and
to.
We are passionate about potatoes,
and that we really love our fucking potatoes
and food.
It's
yeah,
great,
food in general, as you've probably gleaned by this podcast. But, you know, if any of the potato producers of America would like to sponsor us, please send the check to...
Allentown Pod.
Or the email at...
AllentownPresents@gmail.com.
Or we have a Facebook app.
Allentown Presents or 20 Minutes at the Bar.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was looking up things about potatoes. You could honestly, it wouldn't be that fun, but you could live off potatoes. You could
and power a car.
Function. You could actually function
probably a small village.
Just off potatoes. After a while, it probably wouldn't be that fucking fun. But if
I mean,
you needed to live,
a bunch of
well, that's why the
like
Irish invented whiskey.
Yeah, you could do so much with potatoes. It's actually awesome. So when Jeff showed me this, I knew this would be fun, and there would be some arguments and stuff because so many
fucking
really
fries
cool
won.
Forms.
Anyway.
I
don't
remember
know why
up.
I was stabbed on this one, but that's cool. Yeah.
I really thought potatoes au gratin was going to be our winner.
I thought
you
so.
Are
I,
too fancy.
I know a lot of people that like gratin, so I thought that was going to get far, but I'm not the biggest fan of it, but my family, they're crazy about gratin. But.
I like gratin, but it, nah.
What would you technically call like the funeral potatoes? Is that gratin-ish?
Funeral potatoes are its own special brand of potato that I'm shocked
what
wasn't on here.
Funeral potatoes.
Yeah. It's like layers.
There were a lot of potatoes.
No, funeral potatoes is like small cubed potatoes, and then it's mixed in a cheese sauce, and then covered in cornflakes and baked.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yep. I also
fucking delicious.
To be fair, I had to, so the eventual winner was added by me. Fries was an addition because fries weren't even on there.
Oh yeah.
I added fries and I added curly fries because I removed, so the two that I removed, much to probably no one's give a damn, I removed literal waffles made of potato and boiled.
Just a straight
just
boiled potato.
Just fucking boiled potatoes.
They're not saying they did anything else to them, just a boiled potato. That's not enough.
What are we,
so,
British?
Yeah. Irish.
No, I like potato pancakes. They are fucking delicious.
I've had one.
They are pretty damn good.
Yeah, but
also
they,
not
they
on there.
They would have like gotten killed.
Also not on there.
Well, potato waffles, potato pancakes, same thing.
Close enough-ish, but
same
one,
shit.
One just says reservoir.
I mean, they weren't going to win. I'll say
no,
that.
Probably not.
Yeah, baked potato was going
to
get
to the I added fries and curly fries because how could you not have those on a potato bracket?
Yeah, just straight up. Just
I mean, there were a lot of there was a lot of potato that we did not have on there.
Oh, absolutely.
We could do a part two.
Yeah, we could absolutely expand this.
Of the lesser known.
To what? 32?
Frenchier potatoes.
Yeah. But no, potatoes are fun.
Yes, you heard me.
Get more potatoes in your life.
Potato research for the goddamn podcast.
If, you know, health-wise, if you can handle it. Some people, they can't, but. Like always, thank you so much for listening. See you soon, Space Cowboy, and we will be back next week with another topic. Happy belated St. Patrick's Day.
Happy almost Easter.
Yeah, Jesus, that's coming up. Jesus.
He is coming up. The resurrection.
Yeah.
I've been told that he pops up.
Jesus 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, there were so many puns right there. It was great.
I've been told he pops up around this time after a few days.
from day to day.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Anyway.
But no.
Yeah.
This is fun. We will do another potato.
This podcast will be funnier if you listen to it 3 days after you first listen to it.
Right? Okay.
Did you just say funner?
Bye, everybody.
So long.
Bye.
Fuck.